This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Chiles, C-H-I-L-E-S, first name Freddie, F-R-E-D-D-I-E. The date of birth. To be determined. Date of evaluation. January 19, 2026. The reason for consultation, clearance for cataract surgery. The HPI, the patient is a 70-year-old male who is hospitalized at Excel Skilled Nursing Facility, period. The patient is known to have a history of diabetes type 2, hypertension, and CVA with resultant right-sided hemiparesis, period. He further has history of spinal stenosis and is wheelchair-bound, period. The patient initially had been admitted to the acute setting with findings of sepsis, period. Patient was treated with ceftriaxone and vancomycin, and subsequently dispositioned to the skilled nursing facility, period. He is seen for cardiovascular clearance, period. Patient denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, period. He further denies any palpitations, period. Past medical history includes one, sepsis with undifferentiated source, next number hypophosphatemia, next number constipation, next number diabetes type 2, next number hypertension. The next number in anemia, next number sacral decubiti, the next number cataracts, next number general debility, period. Past surgical history, status post PPV, status post vitrectomy for repair of tractional retinal detachment, May 9, 2024. The medications. Dr. Ferguson, continuing dictation on patient Chiles, C-H-I-L-E-S, first name Freddie. Allergies include peach, the additional history as per review of systems include history of syncope, next number pseudophakia, pseudophakia, left eye. Next number, amblyopia, amblyopia, right eye, due to injury as a child. Again, review of system, neurologic, history of CVA. Next number, spinal stenosis of the lumbar region with neurogenic claudication. Cardiovascular stenosis of the right carotid artery. Endocrine hyperlipidemia. Next number, atherosclerotic heart disease of native coronary artery without angina. The medications once again include acetaminophen, 325 milligrams, take 2 tablets by mouth every 6 hours. Aspirin, 81 milligrams, one daily. Atorvastatin, 80 milligrams, one daily. Basaglar, quick pen, 12 units under the skin every night. Calcium carbonate, 200 milligrams. Chew and swallow one tablet. Carboxymethyl cellulose, 0.5% ophthalmic solution. Administer 2 drops into both eyes twice daily, PRN. Cefpodoxime, CEFPODOXIME, 200 milligram BID. Currently discontinued. Diclofenac, 1% topical gel. Apply 2 gram topically BID. Lidocaine, 5% patch. Place 1 patch on the skin. Q12 hours. Lisinopril, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily. The physical examination. Do you have vitals on this patient? Child. Yeah, that's fine. Blood, the physical exam, vital signs, blood pressure. I can't see it. 137/60. Pulse 68.
99% O2,
room air. Saturation 99%. The HEENT. He has poor dentition. Otherwise, as noted in the eye examination. Cardiovascular, unremarkable. Data review. Patient underwent ECG. This reveals sinus rhythm with PVC. No significant ST/T wave changes. There was evidence of first degree AV block, non-specific ST/T wave changes noted. He underwent the butamine stress test. This was negative for angina and ischemia. the impression this is 70-plus-year-old male who is anticipated to undergo cataract surgery. He has history of CVA and syncope, but no current cardiovascular symptoms, period. He has no symptoms of chest pain, orthopnea, or PND. He has no findings of congestive heart failure. He is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for same. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.